A proposal to overhaul the way schools are funded in Arizona is under consideration in the state legislature. A Senate committee heard the measure as a strike everything amendment to an unrelated bill last week. Essentially, the bill would add more money to schools overall, but change the way it's distributed and to whom. Charter schools would all generally see an increase in the amount of state money they get, but more than 100 districts would be expected to get less money. John Scholl says his district would be one of them. He's the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District north of Prescott, and estimates 17 of Yavapai County's 24 districts would lose money under this change. I spoke with him earlier and asked what the proposal would mean for his schools.
So, of the 240 some odd school districts in the state, 121, their budget would go down. We are one of those. We'd lose between $500,000 and $600,000 once this plan was fully implemented, and that's per year, about 3% of our budget.
What would that mean for your budget? What would that mean for what you are and are not able to do in your schools?
Well, I like to put things in kind of terms of teacher units. teacher for us is about $50,000. So you're looking, 10 or so teachers that, not that we would cut teachers, but that kind of gives you an idea. We have about 112 staff members or teachers, and to cut $500,000, that would be 10 teachers. Obviously we would work on other ways to try to accommodate that, but other than cutting staff, but that's what we're looking at, as far as that amount of money.
So what about this proposal would cause your district to lose money? Like, what about the mechanism here would be a negative for you?
So there's just about everything. there is the Teacher Experience Index, which gives districts more money based on how experienced their teachers are. And we get $467,000 in our budget for that, because those teachers take more money to pay when they're more experienced. We would lose that. We also have what's called teacher compensation, which is an add-on to the budget. That would go away. We'd lose $183,000. That is offset by a base increase of 2.5%, but we lose over $600,000, but only get $360,000 of that back. Another impact is a phase out of the transportation revenue control limit, which is $487,000 we lose. There's another adjustment back of $228,000, but we're still net down $250,000. So, it's just about every single cut that they have impacts us more significantly than what the proposal is willing to give back. And so it equates to, the number I'm looking at right now is $528,000 that we would be losing.
And am I right that you would also lose the ability to, in general, go to the voters in your district and ask for bonds and overrides? I'm not sure they would necessarily be terribly successful anyway, but in a worst case scenario where you had to do that, you would lose that authority, right?
Not if we didn't do anything. So this plan would happen no matter what. Part of the proposal is that it would allow us to go to our voters to try to opt into the charter funding model or charter funding calculation, which would provide additional funds for us. But at that point, if the district did opt in through a vote of the people, we would lose the ability to bond and override. To your point, we can't do bonds and overrides now just because they're not successful in our community. And trying to opt into the charter funding, which includes an additional tax, property tax, that I don't feel would be successful either.
So you don't think you would be able to get your community to go for the charter funding model, which it sounds like would maybe give you a bit of extra money, so you'd kind of be stuck where you are with less money than what you're getting now?
Exactly.
So I'm curious about what you make of the fact of how this proposal came together. Its sponsor, Representative Michelle Udall, says that she's been working on it since October, since the fall. But a lot of folks in the education community, frankly, a lot of her colleagues had really just kind of seen it in the last several days.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing, the process that took place. We'd been hearing rumors about the desire to phase out the transportation revenue control limit. And so we've been hearing the desire to do that. And then all of a sudden, all these other, the achievement weights, you eliminate the teacher experience index, all those other things that came about were kind of last minute. And I think the process of using a strike everything bill is also, you know, I don't think that it's the way to do this important topic justice. I think it needs some more input. District schools didn't have very much input. And so I think it's just it's rushed. It's not the process that I was hoping for.
So I'm curious about the conversations that you have had with your elected representatives. Have you been able to speak with your lawmakers to ask them about what's going on and express your concerns?
We had an opportunity, myself and another superintendent had an opportunity to speak with President Karen Fan. And I was very pleased. She and her staff seemed, I felt we were heard. Of course, there's nothing that was promised or anything on their part, but I just appreciate the ability to kind of have a chance to express how this impacts Yavapai County in general and Chino Valley specifically.
Do you think that some kind of reform or overhaul of the way that schools are funded in Arizona is needed? If this is not the plan or the process to do it, do you think something needs to change?
Yeah, I'm a former business manager. I was the business manager in Chino Valley for 6 years and then had been superintendent for 6 years. And I tried, you know, I don't understand it fully. I have a pretty okay grasp on it. But when I try to explain it to other people, I think that, you know, it's difficult to understand how schools are funded. It's so complicated. And I think that it does need some reform. So that is not in dispute at all. It's just how that reform, how it's done or what the result is and what the process is to get that result, I think, is important.
John Scholl is superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District in Yavapai County. Tomorrow on the show, we'll hear from a proponent of the bill who says the time is now to reform the way Arizona funds its public schools.